Altså, hvis I kan høre en masse lyd i øjeblikket, så er det altså ikke fordi, at Formel E larmer, så er det ganske enkelt fordi, at Formel E larmer ikke, men det gør altså alle de mennesker, som interesserer sig for det. Jeg er gået indenfor i en lounge hos Nissan, og her sidder jeg sammen med den herre, som har ansvaret for Nissan i hele Europa faktisk, over Asien og så videre. Jordi, you have a quite a big experience, but you have also experience from Denmark.
Yeah, exactly, because during a few years I was managing director of Nissan Nordics, and as a search I was running, among others, the Scandinavian markets and, of course, Denmark. And I was visiting, working with customers and dealers along the country, understanding the segments and the priorities, of course, of the Danish customer. But, of course, very...
You understand it?
Very... I managed to understand. And the influence of taxation into the structure of the market, logically. And frankly speaking, it was a good business. Also, we had some fleet and rental business, which was pretty interesting. And it's a beautiful country. I love to visit. And you have very good restaurants, by the way.
They are quite expensive, I can tell you.
I must say, it's true.
Anyway, we are going to talk about the combination of Nissan in general and the involvement in Formula E. What does it mean when you're on the market and you're going to sell the cars? What does it mean to you that they are also involved in Formula E and they furthermore have a world champion?
Our involvement in Formula E, in reality, is a statement. It's not a coincidence. It's deeply rooted in our strategy towards electrification. Not by coincidence, we were the ones to start the first mass EV production with the Nissan Leaf in 2010, when it was less popular to talk about EVs. And now we are fully on Tidus in this direction. On that sense, to concentrate our resource, our focus in the Formula E, which is a statement about the sustainability of the automotive industry and of the world, but also portrays our commitment to developing electrified solutions, it is what we want to do. We decided to do not a short-term program, but a long-term program. We are happy to be here. We are also happy to compete. And of course, we are very happy to be the current pilot world champion, but we'll keep looking for more.
Yes, because that is one part of it. Of course, when you're winning, you are happy about winning. But basically, the winner is the end user. That is the people who actually buy a car, which is developed in cooperation with this high intelligence which exists in Formula E.
This is absolutely true. What we call is here is the logic of doing that is we're also developing an expertise. Both ways, we bring the expertise of Nissan and EV into the Formula E, and we take the expertise that we get from the Formula E into the vehicles we develop. So it's what we call the road to track or track to road, especially in the understanding of the battery configuration, recharging characteristics, and a few others. So that's very important. More and more, our customers understand and appreciate this, and I would say also identify and correlate Formula E and Nissan. It's not only about winning races, as you mentioned. It's about, you can see here, a lot of activation, a lot of presence, a lot of communication, a lot of interaction, as we like at Nissan. We consider ourselves a bit of a family approach. We like to open discuss with our stakeholders, including media, of course.
And there is a very special thing about Nissan. I mean, compared to the other competitors in Formula E, you are more or less the only representative of a Main Street mark. Okay, Citroën came in this year, part of Stellantis, and the same when Opel is coming into Formula E next year. It is also a part of Stellantis. I don't know how many Stellantis cars we're going to have. But until now, you've been the only producer of mainstream cars.
Yes. I cannot comment about the others, but the point is we are convinced of what we do because of what I said before. You already mentioned some others are coming, which looks to me logical to an extent.
It's also confirming, basically, the right decision that you made many years ago.
I think so. But I think if they would come more or less, we're happy anyway to be in Formula E. If they come, it confirms the decision is right. But if they don't come, we keep this territory for us, and we're happy as well. I mean, we're convinced of what we do, not depending so much of the others. But it's obvious that more volume makes are coming. And it's even good for the competition and the presence of the brand and the championship.
That is what always attracted me by motorsport, that you have this combination between motorsport and also competition sport in some way.
Yes, exactly. It brings the excitement. It brings the level of competitiveness which we all like. No?
Passion.
Passion for sure. Excitement, passion which is there. Actually, when we are today talking about several colleagues of you and other stakeholders, but even customers, they all have one common denominator, which is the passion on cars, the passion on competition, the passion also on the innovation and technology.
And when you're walking around, people look happy. They're not sad. They're happy. Even if you are in a world which is a little bit crazy at the moment, a little bit over crazy, I think. Anyway, they have also a possibility to breathe in some way.
Yes, exactly. And I would say it's also a different experience because it's a racing experience and you know how it works. But the Formula E setup brings this mile because also it's a competition that allows proximity, a neighborhood with the pilots, with the teams, with the team's principal, I would say more than other setups in the world. I think that's very much also goes very well with the Nissan approach.
When we look into the future, how do you see the development? I mean, I think you have a long-term commitment within the Nissan to compete in Formula E, but also if you have this combination of the production cars, how will it develop, so to say, in the years to come?
Our presence in Formula E is for a long run. It's a strategy to stay. What we bring, as I say, from track to road, road to track, it's going to be an interaction going on. What do we learn on the tracks to bring on the cars? What do we learn in the cars to bring to the track? It's going to be further enriching. But moreover, I think we like to be identified with Formula E because of what I said before, because of our own logic, our own DNA as company, our own commitment to sustainability and electrification. So I think it makes sense. The beauty is the competition itself, Formula E, is gaining interest, is growing, is gaining reach, and we're very satisfied with that.
I thank you very much for this conversation.
Thank you to you. Tak.
Jordi Wille fortæller, at han også kender til det nordiske marked og det danske ikke mindst, fordi han har arbejdet her. Og jeg joker med ham, om han virkelig lærte det danske marked at kende, for det er for de fleste udenlandske chefer en meget svær opgave. Den fangede han godt, og det mener han, at han gjorde. Siden fastslår han, at Nissans deltagelse i Formel E er et statement, en slags programerklæring, der hænger sammen med Nissans elektrificeringsstrategi. Man vil synliggøre Nissans holdning til bæredygtighed, og man vil fortsætte i Formel E, også på den lange bane. Man er også passioneret omkring deltagelsen og konkurrencen, og Jordi Wille bekræfter, at man på den ene side er glad for, at verdensmesteren kører Nissan, men at de egentlige vindere er de bilkunder, der anskaffer en Nissan på grund af den høje grad af videnkompetence, som Formel E-sporten bidrager med. Han påpeger i øvrigt, at der er tale om en tovejssituation, hvor viden bringes fra Formel E til bilfabrikken, men også omvendt, at viden fra bilproduktionen benyttes i Formel E. Dertil kommer, at Nissan indtil i år er det eneste mainstream bilmærke, som deltager i Formel E.